me. That was her, okay? So, Thomas.
I have a connection.
Doesn't matter what you have.
I have connections. One call from me and you won't be able to sell it.
Thomas.
Much less you have anything done to it.
You said 2,500. You said 2,500.
She wants to become a child and play this game?
Thomas.
You guys want to meet up? Meet you and her and Heather? Y'all want to meet someone and talk in person?
Thomas, you told me $2,500 and I paid you
$2,500. No, I'm not agreeing to any of that right now. I'm playing alone like y'all are playing alone.
It's a
what does it say on paperwork? Do you have any signatures? Do you have any signatures? Do you have
to
look at the paperwork at the house on the living room floor?
She
you
said.
You pay me for that contract and then you leave it on the living room floor of the house. Where does it say on paper? You don't have a leg to stand on. Think about it. I've been doing this for 16 years. I've never had a problem with a customer. Never, Chris.
I asked.
We cleaned that house from front to back, and that house looks nice. Then we went back three times and done a punch out list. Usually I just give a customer one punch out list. Never, Chris, have I had trouble with a customer.
And I didn't have a problem with you until last night.
I don't want to stoop low. I don't want it to be like this. I'm telling you now, I'm giving you a fair warning, Chris. I don't want it to be like this. And I promise you, you don't either. And neither does she.
So
she is messing with my family when you talk about messing with my work and taking work away from me. I am a family man.
So you're saying that
You're
saying unless she doesn't tell the truth about the stuff that went on in the house, that you're going to put a lien on my house, even though I paid you the money that I said I was going
to
pay you.
Chris, this is what I'm going to say to you about this, okay? I'm going to calm down here, okay? Because I expect you to talk to me too, okay? Are you okay?
I'm fine. I've been fine. I don't know. You seem
okay,
like you're
here's what we're doing. I'm not going to talk about nothing else to do with this house. I'm saying this. She's threatening to kick me out of the B&I meeting. If she wants to play low, I'm going to play low with her. But I promise you, she won't get the last laugh. Okay? I've never had a problem with a customer, Chris. And I am recording this. And you can record it too.
I wish I could.
As long as I tell you I'm recording it, it's okay. Be aware, I'm recording it.
Okay.
Now, I want you to know, we started that house with great attitude. You got a great bid. We did very good at that house. If there was something you guys didn't like, all you had to do is simply tell us, and we went in there and we fixed it, just like we just did. I called you just now, Chris, to explain to you everything that was going on, and then she jumps on the phone saying, I'm going to have you kicked out of the B&I meeting.
Well, it's not her house, though. It's my house. That she is actually embarrassed because she did the referral. And like I said, I had no problem with you whatsoever until last night, until Heather was acting extremely rude to us. And yes, I did actually compliment you. I said it looks very nice. I thought the painting looked very nice.
Heather was acting right. I sat right there and listened to Heather.
Hey.
Every time Amanda said something was wrong, Heather just said, okay, I'll do my best to get it up.
No, actually, she said, I don't know. I don't know where that is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, those are in my pocket.
Amanda's pissed off at you, I guess, Heather. I mean, how old are we here? Do we all need to meet up together and maybe in fist fight? Would that be mature? I don't think so. Do we need to take legal actions? That wouldn't be mature. Can we settle it like two adults? I think we can. I think I can.
Thomas.
But I'm not going to let you talk down on me. I'm not going to let my house and my money and my jobs be threatened by her.
Thomas, I didn't threaten anything. First, okay.
I know you didn't, Chris, but you're a part of her, okay? You're a part. So all I'm saying, if she wants to play low, we can play low. We can play low.
Thomas,
so if she wants to go to the dinner meeting tomorrow and have me kicked out, so be it. So be it. Okay, I have your key. I don't want to come to your house. I will not come to your house because I will not be responsible. I have to protect myself legally now. How do you want me to get your key? 8:00 in the morning, I'll be at the courthouse. I'm putting a lien on your house. Because I know she's going to try to get me kicked out of the B&I, but she's not going to get me kicked out of the B&I. She don't have a prayer in the world. She ain't even in the B&I. She can't have me kicked out of the B&I. So,
I
for
agree
an
you.
Unhappy
I do
customer.
I have you kicked out of B&I, but I am going to
Amanda, what?
I said I agree with you. I have no wish to get you kicked out of B&I, and I apologize for that, but I am going to tell them the deal that we had, because that is our obligation, because when we
refer people to
people,
we
have to
be proud. What are you calling yourself the B&I for?
I am in B&I, and actually it is
so,
Tim's referral,
okay,
and that's why I called Tim
and
talked to Tim last night.
Because me and Heather know, we know we did a good job. Okay, you gave a straight punch out list. We took care of every one of them for you.
No, Thomas.
I'm not going to stoop down to your level,
okay.
Amanda. Okay, I'm not going to stoop to your level. You going to the B&I and talking about me, that's on you.
Thomas.
You're affecting my money, you're affecting my jobs, which leads to affecting my kids.
Thomas.
You want to stoop low? We'll stoop low.
Hey, Thomas.
Chris, get the key. I'm done with this conversation. I'm putting a lien on your house.
Thomas, can I
promise you?
Can I ask you something objective? Can I ask you something?
It's gonna cost you so much money to get it off.
Can I ask you something objectively about the house? You left me a message that said you were done with the inside of the house, and one of the light switch covers is missing. Can you explain that?
Oh my God, Chris! Oh my God! One of the light switch covers are missing. We went and bought you brand new light switch covers, Chris.
I couldn't understand what you said.
We went and bought you brand new light switch covers. The world broke us top. One light switch cover. I'm sorry if we missed one light switch cover.
Where is it?
I figured the bank. I can't believe, Chris. I'm not gonna get into it. I'm gonna put a lien on the house in the morning. How do you want your key?
We'll call in gym tonight.
There's nothing you can say to change my mind now. Now you guys want to play low, she's playing low. That's fine. I don't let my family get infected with this. I bought you new doorstops. I got your doorstops up. I bought all carpet cleaner, all your stains that we did up, okay?
Well, I appreciate that. That's what I wanted you to fix.
If he comes out and takes care of your house, it's already paid for, okay? I already took care of that bill of $176 to come out and take care of your house. So when he shampoos your house, you're good to go on that, okay? So what else can I do for you, Chris?
Thomas, do you...
To get this, my side of the street clean.
Do you understand that I didn't have a problem with the things that weren't done in the house? That wasn't what our issue was with. It was with the conversation we had last night where you were saying that somebody followed you home and stuff and that was somehow our fault and that you were acting extreme.
Do you think I made that up? Why would I make something like that up? Guy came to the house, knocked on the door. He said he noticed a red blazer there. He finally decided to stop. He had a girl with him. You Chris's man? I said no. I am not Chris's man. Chris, make a lie. A neighbor came over and told me he seen you making out with a black guy in the driveway before, because after the guy came over and caused the scene, the neighbors were out, the neighbor walked over and talked to me and said, that was the guy, I think that was the guy he was making out in the driveway with, okay? I don't know. But, Chris, honestly, I didn't call him to tell you about it. Do you want to know why? Because, let's just say, hypothetically, if you are, maybe you don't want no one to know, I didn't want to embarrass you.
That's...
So I just let it go. I just let it go.
Okay, Thomas. Well, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah, I hear her laughing. Hopefully she's burning some calories while she's laughing. We'll play low. There's a lien on your house tomorrow. How do you want your key?
I
have no idea what you got yourself into money-wise on this lien. We'll see if Amanda laughs then.
Well,
you already know she's quitting. We'll see if she laughs then.
I don't think Amanda will be laughing because it's not her house. It's my house.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm putting a lien on it. Where do you have on paperwork that we talked about a number? You don't. I'm putting a lien on her house. I'll play low. She wants to play low. I'll play low.
He and I has paperwork.
If you guys calm down later on and want to talk maturely, give me a call.
Hey.
Other than that, all your touch-ups are done. Everything you asked me to do
Thomas.
Is taken care of.
Hey, Thomas.
And on top of all that, yeah, let's remember all the clean floors and all the piss with hair we cleaned up for you guys like you said you were going to do. We went ahead and did it. Granted, Amanda says, we didn't ask you to. We had to in order to paint, Chris.
Okay, well.
We had to in order to paint.
Thomas. You deposited a check that in the memo field says payment in full.
You know what? There's ways, Chris. You have no idea what you need to be going to talk about. I have a list. I take care of my side of that story. Just do what you gotta do, I'll do what I have to do. I'll speak with you tomorrow, Dean and I. Heather will be out the week before outside, too. So is that everything? How do you want your key?
You can leave the key in the house and lock the
door. I'm not going back to your house. I am not going back to your house, buddy. I am not putting foot back in this house. No way. Anything's wrong, it's not going to be on me.
How would you prefer
it? I can't power wash it. I bought all the stuff to power wash. I have the power washer here, but that was an extra. That was a favor. I just have to kiss that goodbye. All the garters is paid for. He'll have your carpet clean. So.
I need to call GM. Will you hang up?
Thomas, how would you prefer to do the key exchange?
I don't care. I'll tell you what, Amanda, you're coming to the BNI tomorrow, right, to speak about me?
Nope, I'm not going to BNI tomorrow.
She's going to be out of town on a job.
Jim is going to handle it. It was his referral.
Amanda's going to be out of town on an audit tomorrow.
Okay, all right. I don't care how I get your key back. I'll tell you what, it's best that me and you don't see each other face-to-face, and it's best that Heather and Amanda don't see each other face-to-face.
Why, Thomas? I'm fine. I'm not upset. I mean, I'm upset, but I'm not mad, violently
upset.
Well,
you will be. What, tomorrow, you will be. I mean, I promise you have no idea what a lien is, and you will know.
No, I do.
There's nothing
I know.
You can say. It's all in my advantage. I promise you. There's a certain percent you have to pay back. You can't put it for sale. You can't even have the damn dishwasher changed out when I put a lien on that house, and there will be a lien on that house. All right. promise you, I have more connections at that courthouse than you would know. Believe me. Don't let the clothes fool you, buddy. Don't let the low, little scrubby painting clothes fool you, okay?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I know that I paid you, and I paid you exactly what you asked, and there's...
Always, always don't have to be about the payment. Just keep that in mind. Not that I'm saying I'm not going to say that or tell the truth on anything in that matter. So, I'll take care of my side. Y'all take care of your side. Amanda, have a great day. It was always great talking to you in an immature manner. Your age definitely shows. Chris, when you figure out how you want the key, you give me a call back. I have to go now, okay? Have a good day.
Okay, bye.